Well, as we continue on this journey, with this show that's dedicated to the Major League Baseball Hall of Famers. And there's another gentleman that was a Cub great, a Cub favorite, and still an icon with Chicago Cubs, as he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And again, the coach had the privilege of having a one-on-one interview with Ryan Steinberg, second baseman for the Chicago Cubs.
Talk to me with the coach, Mike. We made and as we're on the road at the Pitch and Hit Club annual awards dinner, and we're visiting with the Hall of Famer Ryan Steinberg.
How's he doing? I'm doing good.
Well, you made a career as a Chicago Cub and the Hall of Famer. How does it feel right now to be honored by the Pitch and Hit Club?
Well, it feels great. You know, this is a great tradition. This dinner's going on forever, and they do a great job, and it's for a great cause. So it's my pleasure to be here tonight, and a big award like this in the city of Chicago is it just signifies a career, and with all the things going in Chicago, it's nice to receive something and be remembered. But you know, I think Chicago's a great town. You know, this is my 28th year going in, being with the Cubs organization. So it's been a great run, and I want to just keep it going.
You know, you're revered in Chicago history along with Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, Ryan Steinberg. How does it make you feel when you come back into the city knowing that you left such a legacy behind?
Well, it always feels great. And, you know, my wife and I and our families, we still have a home here. So we call Chicago home. And it was great to play during those years with Michael Jordan around and Walter Payton and really all the athletes and the great team traditions that Chicago has going on here. It's a great tradition, and to be a part of it and spend the time here and to leave a mark is very special.
And I sure reach a young audience, so we try to ask those non-media questions, but questions that would be appealing to youngsters. The Cubs mystique. What's to the Cubs mystique?
Well, the Cubs mystique, I think Wrigley Field has a lot to do with it. Generations of Cub fans have gone there over the years and watched games. It's grandpas taking grandsons, and it's fathers taking kids and their sons, and just it's a timeless place, and it just hasn't changed over all the years, and it's going to be the same throughout the years. But to go there and see the beauty of it, and watch a ball game, and see the ivy on the wall, it's just a special place. Along with the Cubs logo, which signifies coming from a city like Chicago, centrally located in the United States, where a lot of people throughout their lives have come through Chicago, whether it's college, schools, visiting relatives, whatever it is, and they go to a Cubs game at Wrigley Field for one game, and they're hooked.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you played for a number of years with the Cubs. Now you're managing. What's the difference in managing and playing?
Well, managing for me is the next best thing. You know, it's teaching young players how to play the game. It's managing a game once the ball game starts, and it's competing. It's all those things at once. And I'm also learning a lot of things along the way. So, you know, I just turned 50 years old, and here I am in the minor leagues learning as much as I can. So it's kind of ironic, but, you know, I think baseball keeps a person young. It keeps you young at heart, and keeps you around the youth, and also the future major league players that are working their way up to one day hopefully help the Chicago Cubs win a World Championship. So to be with those players every single day and show them what it does take to play at the top level is it's gratifying when you see success.
So just this one last question. Now, you know, when you're in the minor leagues, you're being groomed to make it to the big leagues. And rumor has it that you're being groomed to be the next manager after Lou Piniella for the Cubs on a major league level.
Well, that's rumored. I think you put it right as being rumored. You know what? I was given an opportunity to do this and see if I wanted to manage in 2007. I went to A-ball to do that, and now I find myself going to AAA. So things are working out well, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. So I'm just going to keep after it and do a nice job. And, you know, right now it's gratifying helping the Cubs organization with, like I said, with the fine young players that we have coming up who will one day be playing here at Wrigley Field in front of the Cubs fans.
coach on the road, take you behind the scene with the Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Chapter 6.
Each year, countless baseball players share that same dream of playing college or professional baseball. Many players find themselves heartbroken after high school baseball, scrambling to find a college that will take them.
Well, once again, I encourage you to go online and get a copy of my book, The Diary of a Coach / Former Major League Scout, 40 Years I Just Can't Tell It All, inspired by some of the funny stories and not so funny events that have happened in my 40 years coaching. Get the book, get the book, get the book, get the book. That's all I can say. Get the book and help out a worthy cause. And at the same time, thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.